Dr. Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
Podcast while driving. It's now getting stinking hot in Australia. Or quite hot. You get your air conditioning going for a couple of seconds before you start driving, that type of stuff. So I'm going to do a podcast while driving and sort of cover some minor points as we inch ever so gracefully forward. First off is the discovery of a bug, an error sitting in this system. So if I put a space at the front of a podcast name, everything goes through. The podcast is produced, everything can work, except the upload engine just refuses to upload something with a space in its name first. And so I've encountered sort of so this was error trapped, at least in terms of it says sort of the size of the file that's on your computer, and then checks the size of the file on the internet, and when that's okay, it clears your computer file and moves on. And of course, this was sitting around, and there was no obvious reason why it shouldn't work. And it published the podcast up there with no really worries. The actual podcast shell, the blog associated with the podcast. So there was no reason why it shouldn't have worked. Picked it up eventually. It took a few goes to go. So that's another thing. I'll just put a trapping routine that if there's, just remove white spaces. If there's a white space there, I don't know whether I'll, I suppose if it encounters a white space, I'll put it there to put an asterisk or something sitting there in front. So I know what's going on. So that's, should clean up. So there hasn't been any errors in the podcasting system for a while. They used to trip up on have an error, like I'm getting it to produce it as an MP4 file, just in the background, in case you want an MP4 file. I don't know if anyone ever uses it. And come on, things are coming around. And there was a like this weird error that it wouldn't do apostrophes or anything unusual. You had to search for an apostrophe and replace it with, I think it's 4 backslashes. Each backslash says it's a special character, but for it to actually go through all the layers of FFmpeg, which is what you use for video files, requires this and there's no way that one, unless you actually wrote the code yourself, you'd not know why you were doing this or anything else like that. And so that's going up okay, and then we're going through this grinding phase of quiz podcasting. So the quiz mentality allows me to make the actual podcast a bit more cutting edge. I skim read the article first before reading it, think up of a quiz question with alternatives, and hope to God I can remember the quiz question by the end of reading this article. And more often than not, that process really highlights to me and the reader some of the dodgy science. I'm actually staggered that there's, Indian Ambulance, you're a Blue Mountain Civil Contractors, is it? It's a little pickup, a little tip truck, a small mini tip truck, because it ran that red light there. Okay, well, I hope the police aren't listening to put it in. So, we've got the podcast coming along, and the quiz format shows how bad some of the science is. What's really bad is that we really should classify some of the mistakes. Like, the mistakes happen again and again. This is not using proper controls. The what if is an alternative explanation. It's the same story. There's no real story in it. And it keeps on going. So the quiz is there. And then what I did is, due to strategic development, thought, oh well, we have to collect these quizzes in a situation where people actually want to use them. And so I contacted the Climate Council. So what's happened in Australia, we've had a Donald Trump experience before. You in the US have had a Donald Trump experience. Oh yes, sorry, I just remember that I've given back a library card, so I've just got to lose all these library books I'm returning. Yeah, so we've had our person, and so the person, our Prime Minister stripped, was bought by the coal lobby and then sacked all the climate scientists. And of course, climate scientists aren't renewable, however, they've survived by public donations and have a climate council, which is perhaps doing more effect, i.e. because they've been able to focus on their job of actually achieving changes in climate policy. So I contacted them, had a friendly exchange. They listened to the program and said that I should start submitting it to the local radio stations. I'm going to have to stop here soon, which I have just done. The local, so we've got local community radio stations, and look, you'd be lucky, you would be absolutely honestly lucky, all this government funded station, if they have one listener. A lot of the time they air, do all the production work, and there are in fact no listeners whatsoever. It's a bizarre thing, but I'll talk about it after I come back. It's trying to actually identify what the true potential of this new technology is. Come back in a short while and continue talking. Okay, back again from proper hooks, and this will only be about a minute before I get onto my next station, of my next place. And the critical thing is that the actual technology is not about podcasting. It's done. The advantage is that it allows podcast process to go via an expert into an engine due to an expert. It allows experts to decorate the entire process. So an expert can formulate the quiz, another expert can actually produce it, and in that process, the process of passing the knowledge within experts is different, and then it has a penetration and feedback cycle which is completely different. That if you want to, you can actually monitor the feedback cycle and improve it. And so this is really the key technology. It's not about the individual program. It's about the technology having a different function, a different footprint, use footprint in the scheme of things. It's surprisingly busy up here. What the heck? Oh, no entry. That's why you're coming out, no entry. That's okay for me, mate. And looking here. Yeah, I'm sort of looking at the footprint. So the actual concept. So importantly, I've just done a podcast on this new form of 1926 folk dancing. It's got sort of got Celtic origins, and it's sort of just a different, like the word. So if a scientist used the word Celt, it would have to be. You would say the Celts, and you'd have the entire people, genetically, lifestyle, everything, but you can have Celtic music or Celtic tradition, but, you know, you wouldn't use words in slightly different ways, so that really got mangled up in the first production. So this is really the first thing that I've done, is produce this podcast system of someone else's expertise. And so that's a major, major step. Even though it's not really produced very much, it was that Kaylee dancing, which is sort of like amazing. So it's got several layers. It's got the archetypal expertise. Very few people know it. It hasn't got currency and significance. but by interaction that that stuff can come up and be produced. Now, at the moment, it gets lost in this haze of the internet. But already, if I produce something, I'm producing a database at the back of it to claw it back. So you can reel it back in and adjust its quality. This was like a autonomous drone you send out here, rather than like someone you train out and they lose interest in the move. You can actually summon this back and actually engineering. So the engineering aspect of these podcasts are the thing which are really transformative. So even the process of, let's say these radio stations I've talked to have no listeners. Even the process of communities going through the process of bolting the different components of expertise together in a process to produce something may not produce it at the moment, but you've got this entire idea of this laboratory strike. Well, I call it striking. That is where you're aiming not for a massive signal. You're not aiming to produce a product. You're aiming to produce a correlation, a feedback on a circuit, which allows you to continue to make the correct decision. So what you're aiming for is sufficiently small, putting the bar very low, you're aiming for sufficiently high gain in your feedback circuits that such that you can move that strategic ball along. And so that's really much the next step. Is it hasn't gone to, as people have seen, I've had these three components of strategy here of who, why, and when, but the actual strategic advantage is that I can actually synthesize knowledge expertise with the production expertise with distribution expertise in an object which has a residency time, which I can pull out, deconstruct, reconstruct. Now that deconstruct, reconstruct, pulling out isn't there yet, but it's very, very close. So it's the overall use. So the fact that no one uses it at the moment is typical startup time. You're building a startup and you've got a product and you don't have one customer. You might have one customer out of billions. You may have one customer, but you can speak that up. And so this is really the knowledge of how to do and what to produce is from research lab experience, but it's also from startup experience. So I'm basically a zero capital startup, and the writing's on the wall. We will succeed. We will take over the world. We will absolutely destroy ignorance in its tracks. It doesn't realize it, but this is really a vaccination against ignorance. We can use, rather than actually being confronted and controlled, we can ally the new technologies. These are constructive technology, artificial intelligence. We'll build a stronger alliance and move the human race forward. That's my big view. Thanks a lot for listening. I'm going off to do my next set of domestic tasks.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.